the rest of the story. It was a small boy's first journey into Wonderland. Dick was 12 at the time. He was still wearing short pants. He was every bit as naive and impressionable as he appeared. And that one evening, 1915, his cherished older brother Mortimer said that he would take the boy to a show, a real production with singers and actors at Columbia University. Now, through our eyes, it would not have seemed so grand. Varsity shows were produced every year at Columbia, strictly student talent. Even the musical scores were composed by students. And yet, to Mortimer's little brother, it was the most exciting entertainment imaginable, and he sat spellbound through every minute of it. The show was called On Your Way. You're going to meet two people in the cast. Young Dick met only one. It was one of those college musical comedy reviews in which the sight of fellow pupils in outlandish wigs got big laughs. One performer, a good-natured fellow named Larry, did a takeoff on Mary Pickford, but it was really another student who stole the show. That young man took the role of a long-haired comic poet, a character vaguely reminiscent of Gilbert and Sullivan's Buntorn, and Mortimer's kid brother Dick drank it all in. Surely he would not have been able to bear the thrill had Mort told him the rest of the story. For after young Dick had clapped his hands raw and the last bows had been taken, even as the mostly student audience was filing from the hall, Mort asked Dick would he like to shake hands with the show's leading man. Dick was overjoyed. "Would I ever," he exclaimed. And so Brother Mort took the eager youngster backstage. There Dick met the comic star of the school production. From the boy's enchanted perspective, the other young fellow, only 19 himself, was an impressive man of the world. And the older boy did nothing to disturb that illusion. In fact, his acting on stage had been nothing compared to his performance for 12-year young Dick. And he behaved most courteously, graciously. Breathlessly, the youngster with innocent dark eyes, the little fellow in the short pants, expressed his praise. Also said that he, Dick, had written songs of his own, and maybe someday, said Dick, his songs would be sung on the varsity show. "Ah, surely they would," declared the older boy, warmly. Well, that was encouragement that youngster never forgot. For that which had been little more than condescending assurance from a teenage would-be grown-up, that prediction did come true. Dick did enter Columbia one day. He did write music for the annual student production. And you remember the youngster who made of his own songs as the master songwriter Richard Rodgers. By the way, you've heard of the music and lyrics from the Broadway team of Rodgers and Hart. It was that same Larry Hart who appeared in a wig as Mary Pickford in that Columbia University varsity show, 1915. But Dick Rodgers did not meet Larry Hart back then. The 19-year young comic star who so impressed the impressionable Richard was a puffed-up college junior, a teenage ham named Oscar. Now, you would recognize the successes of the team they eventually became: Oklahoma, South Pacific, The King and I, The Sound of Music. But I thought maybe you'd like to hear how Rodgers met Hammerstein. And now you have. Now that you know the rest of the story.